kids age or pass on. After Atlanta strip club mogul Jack Gilardi died in 2012, the Pink Pony strip club that he founded in 1990 on unincorporated county land was suddenly outlawed by the city of Brookhaven, which incorporated in 2013 on an area that included the Pink Pony. The Pink Pony's owners then sued the city, claiming that nude dancing should be permitted on the basis of free speech. A settlement was eventually reached in which the Pink Pony can remain open for at least the next 6 years in exchange for paying $225,000 a year to the city and deeding a piece of land it owns for a public green space. A final, somewhat ironic stipulation of the deal is that the Pink Pony repaint its exterior in earth tones instead of its trademark pink. In downtown Los Angeles, I sought to discover which dancing club or several had been altered or displaced by the famously stylish Ace Hotel and the retail businesses like Acne Studios and APC that are springing up on this until recently noirish stretch of Broadway. Sure enough, directly across the street from the Ace is a shuttered nightclub called Club Las Palmas, advertising hostess dancing in bold red and green type. A few blocks away from the Ace, however, the elaborate Art Deco high-rises of this section of downtown cede to lower-lying industrial buildings. In this area, south of the newly high-priced Arts District, just west of the Los Angeles River, the strip club industry continues apace, with clubs from the Spearmint Rhino to Deja Vu to the Playpen providing nude and/or topless entertainment, primarily, according to Laura, a server at the Spearmint Rhino who has been in the business for 30 years, to businessmen from downtown. Inside the Spearmint Rhino, with its faux fireplaces and leather club chairs, one feels transported to the kind of placeless gentleman's den that was the innovation of corporate strip chains in the 1990s, where for the price of the entrance fee, anyone could take a seat at a velvet-trimmed banquette and feel like Hugh Hefner. According to Chelsea G. Summers, a New York City-based writer who danced in strip clubs from 1993 to 1999, the more corporate spaces are pre-designed for you to have a certain experience. They are already narratively predetermined, in the same ways that an amusement park is narratively predetermined. They funnel you in one direction, move you in another direction, provide specific views, and put you in these spaces for a specific ride. The nearest strip club to gentrifying downtown LA, however, exemplifies the non-corporate strip club's talent for adaptive reuse, which they were practicing long before hipster restaurants started repurposing old buildings. Sam's Hofbräu is an old German restaurant from the 1960s, replete with brick walls, red banquettes, and colorful stained glass lamps that was repurposed by a later owner into a topless bar and restaurant. The conversion, as one would say in renovation speak, respected the original restaurant by leaving most decor in place, adding red lighting and a stage, and hanging signs that read topless and cocktails from the glittering original Sam's Hofbräu sign outside. These days, Sam's attracts not just the workmen nearby, but businessmen, celebrities, and even adventurous food writers looking for new dining experiences to write about. This confluence of working and creative class interest in Sam's Hofbräu and similar vintage nightlife spots is where the transformation of gritty urban centers to look-alike stacks of condos starts to raise interesting questions. That is, in areas like downtown LA, whose transformation is occurring in part because of the appeal of the gritty industries that once occupied these neighborhoods, is it possible that the grittier establishments can adapt to a new kind of clientele? Or, to put it another way, can the new clientele adapt to the existing clubs and adopt them as part of their social routine? What is the social endgame of gentrification, and is there a better downtown it can imagine than the one that results in block after block of cookie-cutter condos, scrubbed of the last traces of vibrant, colorful, and perhaps risque culture that first drew artists and then developers? Portland, Oregon, which has changed rapidly over the past decade from an old port city to one that drives contemporary tastes, is an apt place to observe the overlapping of strip clubs and gentrification. Portland's economy has accelerated due to its centrality to a confluence of new trends from artisan